are live at Twin Peaks in Davie. Man Cave Monday. One of the few, well, really the only Monday so far during football season that we haven't been talking about a Dolphins loss. Got that Hurricanes loss, but we don't have a Dolphins loss to talk about.
Good job, Fins.
Anyway, it's time for 15 minutes of heat. We're going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. And we're going to do something a little special today. Jason Jackson has been hosting your Heat games on TV for 15 years now. Everybody loves Jax on Fox Sports Sun. And I think this man will have a statue outside the arena one day, or they will hoist a giant ascot to the rafters.
UD, Wade,
Riley,
and Jax.
I
like
right.
it, man.
That's right. And so here's what happened. So on Wednesday last week, we made a big deal of Jason Jackson coming in studio.
Yeah.
We opened the show talking about when Jax is on the phone, it's great. When he's in studio, look out. 4 o'clock, and our producer, Alejandro Solana, went out, rented. Is Jax on the phone? Bring Jax on the phone. Are you there, Jax?
Yeah, you know I am.
All right.
Taking I've assumed the position.
Yeah, assume the position. Do you know the lengths that Alejandro Solana went to get an ascot just to impress you?
The mere fact that he started our conversation when he got me on the phone is, do you understand how disappointed I was? I think was an indication of his level of disappointment. My only response to him was, get in line.
Yeah.
I seem to be capable of disappointing many people.
He had texted me and Crowder the night before, Tuesday night, hey, either of you guys own an ascot? And I was like, oh, that's cute, because Jax is coming in tomorrow and he wants an ascot.
Sure.
And we say no, and we don't, whatever. He spends the next morning calling all over South Florida. Cannot find anywhere to get an ascot. Finally finds a tuxedo rental place that only sells them for $90. He talks them into renting it for 8 hours for $26. So he spent $26. He had to pick it up right before the show started, and then he had to drop it off right after the show ended. And he was $26.
Hot and neck sweat all over.
And he didn't even wear it properly.
I was just going to say, we got to send him a picture, because I'm sure Jax is not going to appreciate the way he wore it.
No. I saw it on Twitter. It was special.
What he did wrong? What did he do wrong, Jax? Give him a little ascot one-on-one.
What did he do wrong? Everything. That's what he did wrong. The ascot dynamic, first of all, I've never purchased one in South Florida. And now he knows why, because they're hard to find. I've been online. I've been in Chicago, New York. There's a cool little place in Virginia on the roadside. I was traveling one day and saw it. So that's the challenge there. Then the next layer is when you learn how to tie a new knot for anything, bow tie, ascot, regular tie, just use YouTube. It's very simple. It's like looking in a mirror so you don't jack it up. So there you go. That's how I do it.
Do you feel okay now, Solana, that Jax has come on apologetically?
I'll be at 41 Heat games this year, Jax, section 115. Come find me.
There you go. Make him feel important, Jax. Make him feel important for one game, and all will be forgotten.
Yeah, watch your tone. Watch your tone.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Swag is back.
Yes, sir.
You can only go so far now.
Yes, sir, Mr. Jackson. Yes, sir.
So Jax's desire to give back to the community led him to establish the Jax Family Foundation, Jax Fam Foundation, in 2016, and for those that don't know, the purpose of his foundation is to aid organizations and individuals focused on improving the social, educational, and health standards of South Florida's children and families. And he's been doing a roast for 3 years now, and this year's Jax Celebrity Roast is Saturday at One Hotel on South Beach. And the victim this year is Dwayne Wade. Jimmy Butler will be there. Did I see today, Jax, that Udonis Haslem is going to roast?
It is official. The captain will play the role of Channing Crowder from 2 years ago with inside locker room bombs being dropped. Channing was Mr. Napalm. We should have just got you a jacket that said Napalm.
Jack, y'all told me everything was open now. You said
yeah,
no rules.
Yeah, no doubt. Absolutely. And you followed it to the team. Congratulations.
This was last year when Jason Taylor was the roastee. Yeah. Crowder went up there. He was wildly inappropriate. People left the proceedings. I think Jax has PTSD. Taylor won't talk to him anymore.
Of all black people around the world for Channing's performance.
But Jack, I wanted to ask you, because now you brought it up. Was there any strongly written emails? Because I did see some people get up and leave when I was on stage.
No, well, remember, that was right after dinner. And you were kind enough to hit lead off for me, and I will always appreciate that. And so you probably just had some people who had to take care of it. And then also, I made the mistake, and I'll never do it again, of leaving an open bar in the room. And so people were still getting up and drinking all my free liquor while you were performing. I will simply say that you probably broke a land record for most N-bombs dropped in 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Richard Pryor and Dave Chappelle were offended from what I was told.
They were like, huh? I'm upset.
But Jax, I use it as a term of endearment, though. You know, so it's different
as
ways
most
to say
of us
it.
Do when we're only talking to other black people. Yes.
Oh, that's
exactly
where I've gotten it wrong.
What happened?
Yeah.
Anyway, if you want tickets for the Dwayne Wade roast, you can go to JaxCelebrityRoast.com. That's JAX, of course. JaxCelebrityRoast.com. It's 15 minutes of heat. Jason Jackson's with us. So tell us a little bit about how you got D. Wade to agree to do this.
I believe what you do is you genuflex and you wear out your knees. I believe is how that works. I went to him right off the beginning back in 2016 and said, like, I projected it out. I said, listen, whenever we get to the third one of these, that has to be you. The third roast has to be number three. And at that time, he said, I'm not going to do it now, but when I retire, you know, double back and I'll do it. And as soon as he announced his retirement, I was all over his people. Then we had to, you know, do the formal ask in January. By April, I think I finally got the approval, and I'm pretty sure he has hated saying yes ever since. I'm pretty sure that's the feeling he's dealing with, because when Jimmy Butler, Udonis Haslam, South Florida-based comedian Razor Raymond Davis, and Channing will tell you, that cat is hilarious.
Yes.
And then the assassin, the man who returns for his third straight, Jack Celebrity Roast, comedian Chris Spencer out of Los Angeles. I'm telling you, the man stretches before he gets to the microphone. He is literally the Jeff Ross of Jack Celebrity Roast. It is... For roast fans, they know. For everybody else, it's like, what? Who's that? Anyway, it's going to be a tough one. It's going to be a tough one. But as we do every year, we cut an awesome check that then, you know, kind of it's like a salve on the wounds of your personal character and life experiences as you walk out the room. And as a matter of fact, we came up with a big old Jack Celebrity Roast trophy that we are handing out to Dwayne, and also retro giving to Jason Taylor and to DJ Irie from the previous two. And so he'll feel great. Lift it over your head, Dwayne. You're going to feel special.
And, yeah, Chris Spencer, he ended up, because he'll get on. He got on me. When it was his turn, he got on me. So this man is funny. He hurt my feelings a little bit. Don't tell him, Jax, because we talked afterwards. Don't tell him.
Oh, come on. I'm not going to tell him a thing. Remember, he got me on it. It looked like I got kicked out of the Nation of Islam for eating all the bean pies.
Funny.
That was the opening joke.
DJ Irie was number one. Jason Taylor was number two. Wade was number three. Mm-hmm. You got a fleet of them, Jax. Was there any no's in there? Was anybody supposed to be over Irie or JT or Wade? Was there any no's amongst these top three?
Plenty. There were so many no's that there need not be a discussion about individuals who I still work with. Hello. So with that being said.
Obviously, Will Manzo.
There are some people who are not in the mood to sit there for 90 minutes and get annihilated. Because in that little 20 minutes that you have to get everybody back, it's not the same, right? There's just no balance there in trying to get the crush on everybody else. But But I'm glad we have the list we have. Every time I get to event week, I swear I'm never hosting another one again. And then when I'm, you know, tossing tequila back at the after party, I'm like, I can't wait till the next one, you know. So I'm going through the emotional ups and downs of hosting such a thing right now.
Well, again, it's the Jack Celebrity Roast Saturday. There's very few tickets left, so I would highly recommend if you want to see D-Wade get roasted by Udonis, Jimmy Butler, Jason Jackson, and the rest, jackcelebrityroast.com, J-A-X, celebrityroast.com. And, again, it all benefits the Jack's Fam Foundation, which is a very solid charitable organization, and it's always a night of fun. And Jax, I'd be remiss here during 15 minutes of heat if I didn't ask you how the scrimmage was last night and how Heat Nation has embraced Jimmy Butler.
I'll give you a wider view. I was insanely busy with chicanery during the scrimmage. So actually sitting down and breaking it down was difficult for me to do. But I was, you know, obviously up in West Palm all last week for practice and availability. And what I've noticed talking to everyone, there is this ease at which it's all transitioning. Like, it's really unique. When you think about, let's really break down all this change, right? You got change on Coach Bolster's staff with the departure of Eric Glass, who's going to Sioux Falls, and Coach Howard, who's off to Michigan, bring in a former Heat player and seasoned assistant coach Malik Allen. Then you've got the draft additions, you've got trade additions, you've got free agent additions. It is a great deal of change. And so the biggest thing that you worry about in that space, chemistry, cohesiveness, compatibility, none of that was an issue. None of it. I know they do a lot of work in the summer, and so maybe you...
Where'd Jax go? What happened, Solana?
Messed up.
No
Solana
idea. Let me
up.
See if I can, goodness. If he's still there.
Did you lose me there, guys?
Yeah, we lost you.
Oh, I'm back, baby. Where was
there you
I?
Go.
I was
talking
preaching.
About the cohesiveness.
Yes. I'm over here talking to my kitchen counter, and it's not giving me anything back. anyway, the bottom line is that the chemistry and connection was pretty awesome. You know, obviously, with Coach Bolster, where's it all begin? Defense. And so when you talk about a Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, and Justice Winslow connection in some sort of five, I'm not sure that's going to be the first five or the final five, but you have that as your basis of defensive tenacity, you're already starting in a really good spot. So I know that that's point, that drum's getting beaten again of being top five, top four defense. And then offense becomes fun. Then, you know, the fact that this team, you know, has some young guys can jump through the roof is going to be fun to watch. Obviously, the lobs with Bam and Derrick Jones Jr. will still be there. Do not sleep on the bounce that's available to you from Kentucky's own Tyler Hero. I'm trying not to fall in love. I can't wait
to see him in actual NBA action.
He's always kind of – there's just a fluidness. He's never behind. He doesn't make a whole bunch of mistakes. He's not going to make every three and – you know, he's not going to make necessarily every best decision. But from what we saw in the summertime when they gave him full control of the offense, full range to run the team offensively and get them all set, that stuff was mind-blowing. He's not necessarily going to have those responsibilities the majority of the time he's on the floor when things start off. But the fact that he has that a part of his game and his ability to float up and down the floor, like, you don't feel like I'm watching a guy that, you know, should be on a track, but mercy, he's always, that's the thing I'm noticing when he's playing. And so I'm really, really excited and looking forward to it. And I would be let's do the thing everybody wants to do, right? If health is on the side of the Miami Heat, there is nothing in their way to returning back to the second season.
Let's do this, man. He gets me excited. Jack's Celebrity Roast is Saturday. One hotel, South Beach. D. Wade is the recipient of all the barbs. This is going to be one to remember. You can get your tickets right now or info, jackcelebrityroast.com, J-A-X, jackcelebrityroast.com. Next time in studio, Jason Jackson.
And I will bring meats and cheeses.
A charcuterie tray.
Charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
It's charcuterie.
But I don't know who the baddest, the baddest looking man in there, though,
Can
Jax.
You're a classy dude, Jax. Can you tell him how to pronounce charcuterie tray?
Chaka Khan.
I like that better.
Uh-huh. You know Chaka Khan hates that song, by the way?
She does?
For you. Hates it.
Anybody
I believe
Jackson
it probably
know.
Sold the most. It probably sold the most records. I don't know if she should hate it that much.
Wow, I had no idea. Look at that little nugget he just dropped on us at the end there.
Jax is that dude.
Jax is that dude. Hey, good luck with the
rose,
Jax.
Know.
We love you, man. The more you know. We love you, buddy. I think he said he loves us too, right?
He didn't say.
I think he did. Yeah, he cut out there.
Waste
did you,
up love
did
like
you
that.
Say you love us too, Jax?
He's gone,
oh,
guys.
Man, I'm
he's
pretty
gone.
Sure he said he
Jax,
loves us too.
He's not gonna
he
waste
cut
the
out
love
there
like
at the
that.
End.
No,
yeah.
Man,
we
Jax
love him.
Kids.
He loves
got a
us.
Wife.
It's the way it works, man. I'm pretty sure I heard that. Anyway, his roast Saturday night, JaxCelebrityRoast.com. There's your 15 minutes of heat.